Meet me in the middle of the night. Let me hear you say everything's all right. Let me smell the moon in your perfume. Oh, gods and years will rise and fall, and there's always something more. Lost in talk, I'll waste my time, and it's all been said before. While further down behind the masquerade, the tears are there. I don't ask for all that much, I just want someone to care. That's right now. Meet me in the middle of the day, let me hear you say everything's okay.
And welcome back to Up to Date, where we had the pleasant sounds of a troubadour, Brian. Brian McTavish here with our weekend to-do list. Yeah. Good to see you, Brian.
Well, it's good to see you. It's always good to see
you. It's been too long.
Let's flash back to 1979.
I feel like I'm already there.
I often say that to myself, but since you're another Brian, I can say it to you. Let's flash back to 1979. And I was working part-time as a salesman at CMC Stereo Centers in Grandview. Or was it Raytown? I can never remember.
Raytown, Grandview.
And this music leaves me breathless. I can recall.
If only our listeners knew what goes on during the breaks.
Well, here. There was road construction.
Yes, I understand.
And I'm here now.
We're glad you're here.
I'm so happy to be here.
And really let me just tell people that the weekend to-do list is something we do every week. It's a way for people to sort of get to know what their activities should be in the weekend ahead. We give you all sorts of options, and Brian McTavish scouts them out for us. And he's telling us first about this one.
You're a pro.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's troubadour time. Steve Forbit, he's actually, let's get this out. 8 o'clock Friday, Knucklehead Saloon.
Knuckleheads.
Got to go. Here's why. They called him the new Dylan back then.
Wow.
And I was listening to this voice coming out of the radio, and I thought, oh, wow, he's doomed now because he's the new Dylan. The only guy that was ever the new Dylan or the next Dylan was Bruce Springsteen. Nobody else ever made it if they were called the next Dylan.
Right.
Anyway, Forbit never had another hit after Romeo's Tune, which is really peppy and great and insightful and heartfelt. But he did forge a tuneful career. Totally from the heart, and he's been a singer-songwriter. He's that whole acoustic guitar harmonica around his neck thing, and he's gotten critical praise over the years. I lost track of it, but there's this great video of him on YouTube where he's explaining how he made his new album. It's very interesting. He's very thoughtful. And if nothing else, see the guy who played Cyndi Lauper's boyfriend in her Girls Just Want to Have Fun video a long, long time
That is
ago.
A claim to fame, if ever there were one.
That's right. That's Friday at Knuckleheads.
8 p.m., and you can find a link with more information about that and all of Brian's suggestions under Weekend To-Do List on our webpage, kcur.org.
Master of the house, doling out the charm, ready with a handshake and an open palm. Tales a saucy tale, creates a little stir. Customers appreciate a bon vivre. Glad to do a friend a favor. Doesn't cost me to be nice, but nothing gets you nothing. Everything has got a little price. Master of the house.
Master of the house.
That's my favorite tune from, how do you say it? Les Miserables.
Les Miserables. Actually, that was the Spanish version, I think. Disregard that.
For no good reason, I like saying something like La Miserable.
Rable.
And I'm not mocking it because it's a hell of a musical.
It is, and of course, big in the movie theaters right now. So
well, very soon on
soon
Christmas Day.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's coming to Kansas City, the Broadway classic. It's actually opens, I believe tonight's the opening night, through Sunday at the Music Hall downtown. Victor Hugo's classic 19th century novel. A quarter century ago, was turned into a legendary Broadway musical. And as you mentioned, it's soon to be released, I believe, on Christmas Day as a possibly classic movie musical with Hugh Jackman, Russell Crowe, Anne Hathaway. Anyway, this 25th anniversary production, which visits the Music Hall this weekend, starting tonight, new staging as well as new scenery inspired by the paintings of, the original author, Victor Hugo. And I just think it's gotten such good press for a reason. What does the New York Times say? They say, quote, an unquestionably spectacular production from start to finish. The London Times says it's a 5-star hit, astonishing, powerful. With kudos like those, how can you not go?
This one's been touring for years and years.
Oh, yeah,
and years.
Right. Well,
I remember seeing it at Starlight not that many years ago.
Yeah, and but apparently new staging, new scenery. Okay. So you got to put some new petals on the flower, I guess.
You bet.
There's lots of stuff going on here. It's a 1,400-page novel in English. In French, I think it's twice that long.
Right.
But basically, it's the Napoleonic-era story of this ex-convict in France. He tries to redeem himself by helping others, but he can't escape his dismal past.
Who's your favorite character? Are you more of a Javert guy or more of a
Who's
Jean
the guy
Valjean?
Who sings Master of the House? He's the guy I like.
Denardier? Is that his name? Denardier?
You speak so well.
I think that's
I think Sacha Baron Cohen must be the Master of the House in this movie version. I saw a brief clip. Have fun with everything, yeah.
It's at the Music Hall Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
No, but I recently started experimenting by doing the voice of a great action hero, British actor Jason Statham. Right? But I'm deathly afraid of getting that phone call. Do you know who I am? Why don't I tell you, mate? I'm the bloke that's going to tear you into little pieces. Do you know what I mean? Doesn't even make sense, but I don't want that call.
The timeless humor of Kevin Pollak.
Yes, and he's doing Jason Statham, that husky, receding hair challenged action hero from The Expendables and other such fare.
Yeah, that's right. The Transporter. And
yeah, he's he's an actor. He was in The Usual Suspects. He was in A Few Good Men. He was in Grumpy Old Men. He's made dozens and dozens of films. That's where we probably know him. If you've seen him, that's where you know him. But he's been doing stand up since the age of 10. And been getting paid to do it since the age of 20. So this guy knows how to get laughs. Interestingly, his very first movie work, now I didn't know this, was supplying the voice of President Dwight Eisenhower in The Right Stuff.
No kidding.
Yeah, no kidding.
I had no idea.
So he's really a great impressionist. I mean, that was only one of many. I mean, my gosh, he does a killer Christopher Walken. He'll do Christopher Walken when, yes, he appears. Kevin Pollak. Tonight at 7:30, two shows Friday, two shows Saturday at the Kansas City Improv north of the river at Zona Rosa. But when he does Walken and some of these others like Shatner and Albert Brooks, who does Albert Brooks?
You know where I saw him do Walken? On the ESPN's coverage of the World Series of Poker, where Kevin Pollak actually got quite far in the main event.
Well, it's funny you should mention that because my trivia sheet includes a specific in that area.
Yes.
Kevin Pollak finished 134th out of 6,598 competitors World Series of Poker. Well into the money. What do you get if you're 134th out of 6,500? What do you think you get for that?
It's a $10,000 buy-in.
$52,000.
Wow, not bad.
That's a year's salary for someone else, but just fun money to him. Anyway, funny, funny guy, great impressionist. Go check him out this weekend at Zona Rosa.
That was refreshing to get a little Cody Simpson in my life.
If listeners could only see what I see. Cody Simpson headlines an evening of pop music for the, safe to say, primarily younger set.
Yeah, are you a big fan of Cody Simpson, Brian?
I am now. Hey, here's why. I'm a big fan of Katy Perry. Is this not the male Katy Perry?
I'm sure he is.
Sonically.
Midland Theater, 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Saturday.
Yeah, he's young, he's desirable, he's Australian, he got discovered on YouTube. And real quick, he did a coast-to-coast mall tour, and he's wonderful. Go.
The timeless winter sounds of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. When are they playing, Brian?
There's not much else to say, except they're playing at 3 and 7:30 p.m. Sunday at the Sprint Center. They're going to tell you all about the Lost Christmas. Have fun. Go, go, go.
Absolutely. Brian McTavish joins us every week with our weekend to-do list. Thanks so much for being here, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
That's on our website, of course, kcur.org. We're glad to have had you here. Up to date, of course, can be found on Facebook. And you can also follow KCUR's Facebook page, as well as follow us on Twitter, at KCUR, up to date. Tomorrow on the program, we'll look at why you're more likely to receive CPR and survive if you live in an economically strong neighborhood. Also, the Troost Avenue dividing line. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, and Beth Lipoff. I'm Brian Ellison in for Steve Kraske, and you are up to date.